Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Arisha, today could be a huge day for the Free Britney movement.
Yeah. So today, Britney Spears is heading back to an LA courtroom, at least by the phone. And it's definitely going to be another bombshell hearing in her conservatorship saga.
Yeah. And honestly, it's such a long time coming. I mean, we've been trying to free Britney since the campaign gained traction back in 2019. Mm-hmm. But Britney's been trying to free herself for much longer.
Yeah. It's all just so wrong.
And when Britney went through that rough patch back in the early 2000s and her father, Jamie, became her state imposed conservator, did you ever think we would still be talking about this today?
No, not at all.
But last month's testimony opened up a lot of minds to just how outrageous and damaging this whole thing has been for Britney.
Yeah, and she totally made her case. And Now here we are, the day we've all been waiting for.
Yeah. So is today the day they begin to free Britney?
God, I hope so.
Same. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Wednesday, July 14th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Okay, so Britney Spears is back in court today, and some experts say it'll be a high-stakes hearing that could transform her case.
Yeah, so as we all know, Brit's been in this conservatorship for 13 years, which means basically for the last 13 years, she hasn't had any control over her $60 million estate. And when we say any control, we mean her medical decisions, her kitchen cabinet colors, literally everything she has no control over.
Yeah. And right now, the conservatorship is controlled by her dad, Jamie Spears, and a woman named Jodie Montgomery. Together, they run basically every aspect of Britney's personal and professional life.
Yeah. Jamie made nearly $2.5 million for being the conservator of her estate for 12 years, which does not include all the money he's made from her music, her tours, her merch. And then back in 2019, when Jamie was having some serious health issues, Jodie was appointed as a co-conservator. Mm-hmm. And so she's basically like this professional conservator where she's licensed to do this kind of stuff.
But as we all know, last month, Britney dropped some bombshells.
Oh, what a bombshell testimony that was. So she testified to a judge where she detailed all of the ways that she's been mistreated in her conservatorship. And it was the first time that she's actually spoken publicly about it. And I don't say this lightly, she spilled the tea. She called the conservatorship abusive, said she wanted out without having medical evaluation. Lots of stuff got spilled then.
Yeah. And the testimony obviously didn't make Jamie look very good. Not that he could look worse anyway. And now he's firing back. 2 weeks ago, he requested an investigation into Britney's allegations of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But get this. Now, Jodie Montgomery is joining the fight, too. And it seems like she could maybe be on Britney's side, but I'm always skeptical.
I mean, she's on Britney's side because everyone else is like, hey, you're doing terrible things. That's just my opinion. But last Friday, Jodie said that Jamie's investigation can only be a thinly veiled attempt to use his daughter's money to defend himself. And to be fair, in the past, Britney has reportedly said she wants Jodie to stay on as conservator, but she definitely wants her dad out. And Jodie has said Britney should get to choose her own conservator if the courts decide to keep investigating, which for me is too little too late. But what do I know?
Yeah, seriously. So in March, Britney's lawyer, Sam Ingham, requested that Jodie become Britney's permanent conservator. And the judge has not ruled on that yet. But in Britney's court testimony, she said that even Jodie is starting to take it too far with her. Mm-hmm. So her mind kind of might be changing a little bit. Meanwhile, Jamie says he's had nothing to do with Britney's life for the last 2 years and is completely blaming everything on Jodie and saying she's not giving Britney the freedom she's been asking for.
Yeah, except I'm sorry, Jamie, but you're still listed as a co-conservator, so you have a responsibility. And if you really had nothing to do with her life, then why are you still getting her money, cashing those checks?
Right. So since Britney's testimony last month, it seems like there's been nothing but drama in the Spears world. So, I mean, we don't know really what we're going to hear today, but I think one of the things we're hoping to hear is whether or not Britney is going to get a new attorney to help fight the conservatorship.
Yeah, so for 13 years, she had no choice but to work with her court-appointed attorney, Sam Ingham. And her issue with Sam is that he supposedly never told her that she had the option to petition the conservatorship.
Yeah. So Sam was like, I'm really upset that she said that because allegedly he's told her numerous times. And Sam was like, OK, listen, I'm out. He submitted his resignation last week. Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen.
It's got to be. It's one of those silent tellings. Like he like silently told her without words or anything.
Yeah, right.
And he doesn't understand why she didn't know that.
Yeah, he's so shocked. So the New York Times and TMZ have reported that Brittany wants to hire attorney Matthew Rosengart, who is expected to be in court today. He's a former federal prosecutor who has worked with everyone from Ben Affleck to Keanu Reeves to Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, big names. The issue, of course, is that Brittany isn't technically allowed to hire a lawyer since she's under the conservatorship. Her dad is the one that has to approve any decisions of substance, which, of course, would include who her attorney is. But the American Civil Liberties Union has jumped on Team Brittany and is saying that Brittany should be able to pick her own lawyer under the Sixth Amendment right to counsel. Mm-hmm. They've even petitioned the court to serve as a neutral advisor.
Yeah, so these sound like steps in the right direction for Brittany. And since she aired all that dirty laundry in her court appearance last month and basically confirmed she's in an abusive situation, people started jumping ship.
Yeah, like rats off a sinking ship. Her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph, has resigned. We just talked about Sam Ingham, who's trying to walk away. And then the Bessemer Trust, which agreed to get involved alongside Jamie as a co-conservator at the end of last year. And they filed a request to be removed after hearing what Brittany said in court.
Yeah. So listen, here's the thing. When a 39-year-old woman says, look, I'm traumatized and I want my life back, there's obviously something wrong that needs to be solved.
Oh, hugely. And I really hope this is going to start today.
Ugh, same. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.